Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, March the 28th. This is Marty Duren, and you are listening to the 4th Estate Drive Time. The 4th Estate Drive Time is brought to you by Jord at woodwatches.com. Unique, unforgettable, 100% wood watches. Check them out. Mother's Day is coming up. Father's Day is coming up. Your anniversary is coming up. Your significant other's birthday is coming up. Graduation is coming up. There is so much stuff coming up. Buy yourself or your loved one a wood watch from Jord, woodwatches.com. The coupon code is T4EPODCAST to save 10%. Do it today, or at least do it this week. The big news nobody's talking about today is Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson, in a poll from Monmouth University, is polling at 11% in a three-way head-to-head matchup with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a national poll done late last week. The Libertarian candidate is formerly the governor of New Mexico and is a second-time Libertarian presidential candidate. I think it's only two. It's at least two. So expect a lot of noise to be made by the Libertarian Party. Oh, wait, the Libertarian Party doesn't make much noise. So expect very little to be made of this unless some people get their act together. The Libertarians are so Libertarian they can't support the presidential candidate, so they got to figure out a better strategy. 76% of the people surveyed said they didn't even know who Gary Johnson was. So for him to poll 11% versus Hillary and Trump is a pretty significant statement, since three-fourths of the people didn't even know enough about him to offer an opinion. And it could have been that some of those decided to support him simply because he wasn't Hillary or Trump, and he may be picking up some support there. Either way, this is the best shot the Libertarian Party's had in quite a while at doing anything, so they need a better strategy than what they have right now to get him up into the polling. Now, in an interview on CNN, this particular interview is not linked, but you can find it. I think I watched it Saturday. Johnson reminds the citizens of the United States that the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is the organization that schedules the debates and moderates gets the moderators and all that kind of thing, it is run by the Democratic and Republican Party. So to be a non-Democrat or non-Republican on the platform in the presidential debates, you have to be polling at least 15% nationally, which is why the last candidate to appear on the stage was Ross Perot back in the dark ages. So Gary Johnson's campaign has filed suit against the Commission on Presidential Debates, I believe is the accurate name. And they have filed suit to be allowed to participate as a third-party candidate. So we'll see how all that plays out. And typically, if I remember history, there's always a secondary-level debate that you have to find on some streaming website somewhere, and it would have Gary Johnson and the Constitution Party candidate and the Green Party candidate, and nobody watches it. It might be on C-SPAN. So breaking into the big one is the best shot for a third-party candidate to get national exposure. So that's from KRQE News. That's an Albuquerque station. KRQE News. Business Recorder is reporting that Robert De Niro has pulled the Vaxxed documentary from the Tribeca Film Festival. Vaxxed was made by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, or former Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who will be mentioned in my upcoming podcast on medical journals and science journals, which I hope to have recorded this week. De Niro says that after watching the documentary, he did not believe it would advance the conversation around whether or not MMR vaccines have any causal link to autism, which is what Andrew Wakefield claims. So De Niro, who runs the Tribeca Film Festival, has pulled the showing of Vaxxed, the anti-vaccine documentary. The New York Times is reporting two separate incidents of violence in Afghanistan one of which killed 8 policemen in the city of Garishk. I think that was either yesterday or Saturday evening. 8 policemen killed in a separate attack in Kabul. Rockets were fired at the new parliament building. Credit for that was claimed by the Taliban. They have not claimed credit for the 8 police being killed. Now, I won't just let that sit with you for just a moment. If you woke up tomorrow morning and once again rockets had been fired at the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., and it was just another item in the news, because according to the NYT, rocket fire toward the Parliament building or rocket fire in Kabul is not an altogether unknown thing. So just think about that for a second, the way that some governments around the world are functioning and the pressure that they're trying to function under versus our relatively peaceful method of government. I posted a quote from the show The Newsroom from Will McAvoy, played by Jeff Bridges. And the quote is, and I'll paraphrase since it's not right in front of me. Thank you for cutting me off there, Mr. Cadillac. Every 2 years we go into fire stations across the country and overthrow the government, and there's not a policeman to be found. In a sense, that's true, because every 2 years, and then the big one, every fourth year, we do have a chance to completely reinvent government. We rarely do, but we have a chance to upend the process of things. Sometimes that happens and sometimes it doesn't. But since the revolution, which predates me by a few years, we have no shots fired, no cannons, no rockets. It's pretty amazing, actually. In The Atlantic, one of many, many stories about the tragedy in Pakistan and Lahore, where suicide bomber detonated himself amongst a Christian gathering, celebration of Easter. Death toll is now above 70, with more expected to be added because many of the hundreds injured were in critical condition when they were taken to area hospitals. Early reports said primarily women and children. This was a park like Central Park or Centennial Park here in Nashville. Women and children predominantly killed, injured. Tragic thing. This the responsibility for this suicide attack has been taken, claimed by Jamaat el-Ahrar, best I can do on that pronunciation, a faction of the Taliban operating in Pakistan. So ISIS still does not have a monopoly on terrorism, even though they get most of the headlines. And ISIS-related individuals, such as Paris and Brussels. This from the Taliban, an attack on Christians. Now, if you're listening today and you're a believer anywhere in the world, I would remind you that Jesus actually told us to expect this kind of thing. Don't be surprised when these fiery trials happen, the Apostle Peter said. It is unusual to us in the States, and we tend to overreact and view any perceived threat against religious liberty or freedom of worship, if you prefer, the free exercise of worship, as the Constitution actually says, as a direct attack on Christianity, when most of the people who've lived since Christ who've been Christians haven't enjoyed the wide freedoms that we have, and many have lost their lives as martyrs while we're able to gather and worship, own property, own buildings, and say almost anything that we want to under the protections of the First Amendment. So I'm thankful to God for that. But let's not kid ourselves that real persecution happens around the world all the time. And more Christians have been killed in the last couple of decades than in all of history combined. If I remember that statistic correctly, it's a huge amount of persecution that still takes place, mostly outside of the eye of the press. So, pray for those in Pakistan. Pray for the believers who are suffering persecution. This is Marty Duran with 4th State Drive Time. The 4th State Drive Time is brought to you by Jord at woodwatches.com. Unique and unforgettable wood watches. 100%. Check them out. Buy yourself one. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST. Save 10%. The 4th State Drive Time is a production of Roundtable Media Group. Check them out. RoundtableMediaGroup.com if you'd like to be affiliated with your podcast or your blog. You can email me, Marty@RoundtableMediaGroup.com. Also, if you have a moment, please rate and review the 4th State on iTunes. Note the artwork change is fully complete across desktop and mobile devices. So brand new artwork from Davis Godwin, my buddy down near Decatur, Alabama. Shout out to Davis. Great work. I love the look. So thanks for listening. And as always, until the next time, I hope you have a fantastic day.